ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes. And even foes in the family. Welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 44, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows you to read the whole Bible. Yea, this unique Bible allows you to read the whole Bible as a true story, as a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we're reading Genesis chapter 42. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as I continue in prayer. Lord, I thank you so much that this is not my first rodeo, as we say in Texas. I thank you, Lord, that I am not ignorant of the devil's devices and how he works to hinder your work. He will even try to make it a personal thing when it's not personal at all, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I know the devil is mad at what we do here, and he wants it stopped. And he evidently will do anything and everything to try to stop it, working through Judas's, working through Jezebel's, working through Sanballat's and Tobias's, to try to hinder your work, or from some demonic force from the outside, oftentimes a religious source. For not only do I have enemies in my own family, I have enemies in the religious community. In fact, these are my greatest enemies. I really don't have any enemies who are out and out sinners, except for a certain group. And Lord, you know all about that. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for the fight. I thank you for the battle. I thank you for wiring me for it. I don't want to have to rise to the occasion and deal with the ugliness that the devil produces. But I thank you for giving me a heart and mind and a spirit and a will to do so when I have to. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed, Lord, cast out the devil and the demons of hell. Cast out the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here, and out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people out there who have this problem. And Holy Father God, I pray that our technician, Daniel Ezekiel White would do a stellar job in making sure that he fights off the devil and the demons of hell that are attacking him, and make sure everything works beautifully, decently, and in order for your glory, praise, and honor. So that people can hear your holy word, so that people can hear the gospel. And as you know, Lord, it is the joy of my day and the joy of my life to be able to do this, because it is so needed in our day and time as we are living and standing between the living and the dead. People are dying and going to hell. People are dying and going out into eternity unprepared. Some are going out into eternity barely saved, barely getting saved. And we thank you for the few who have trusted you as Savior. Holy Father God, as you know, I wanted to go on vacation way back, right before the plague started, after I finished preaching. I believe it was over 1,300 plus times in a row. With a few days off in between some of the days. But the plague came and you gave me another assignment, and you still have me on that assignment. And I thank you for it. Everybody pray. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will bless and have everything to go decently. And in order throughout the remainder of this day, not only in this devotional time that has suffered some hindrance today for the first time this year, and however, we thank you for all of the other days. And Holy Father God, we thank you for all the other days when things worked out well. And we pray that not only this devotional service will go well by your might and your power, and smoothly, decently, and in order. We pray that you'll bless and anoint the service that starts tonight, if you should tarry your coming and we live, at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Pacific. Help us to be prepared and help us to be ready. And Holy Father God, have your Holy Ghost to draw the people that you want to be there for divine appointments. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would indeed save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving. And Holy Father God, if we all confess our sins and repent, humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, Lord, if we do right by you, help us, Lord, and deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries, and anxieties and troubles and problems that we're facing. Deliver us, Holy Father God, from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, material, physical, student loan issues. We pray that you would wipe all of that out, as well as for all students student progress issues, people not moving forward because they're depressed or whatever the case might be. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. And we pray that you give young people the strength in the mind to walk by faith and not by sight, and to move on with their lives as best they can, being cautious regarding this dangerous plague, to walk by faith and to walk obediently, along with reading the Bible and getting educated that way, to continue on with their pursuit of knowledge in college and otherwise high school, for it can be easily done today online and be just as fulfilling and real. For until the day we all die, there's nothing wrong with learning more. So help them to do that and to have faith about their future. We also pray, Lord, that you would deliver us from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and even tensions. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this time together. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and protect the service tonight as well as your holy word goes out all around the world. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and protect our family and all other Christian families. Protect us, Lord, all from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Lord, place upon us all the whole armor of God. And cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow. And Lord, be with us personally, individually, family-wise, ministry-wise, church-wise, and otherwise. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord," the Word of God at Genesis chapter 42. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, "Why do ye look one upon another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, "Lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land, and Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, Ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said unto him, Nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, That is it that I spake unto you, saying, Ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. Just leave it up, and then put two side by side with you two. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And Joseph said unto them, The third day this do, and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye carry corn for the famine of your houses, but bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. And they laded their asses with the corn, and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, My money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, What is this that God hath done unto us? Just put one of the Facebooks beside YouTube and leave it. And they came unto Jacob their father, unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell unto them, saying, The man who is the Lord of the land spake roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, We are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, Hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And he said, My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in the which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Let's pray. Holy Father God, We praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Lord, not only because it is true and holds many lessons for us, but Lord, these are no doubt some of the most emotionally stirring and moving stories that have ever been written in the history of the world. And every time I read this story and some of the other stories that you have included in your holy word, I am moved mightily by them. And I pray that you will help us all to love your holy word more, to cherish it, to obey it, to live by it, and to apply it to our hearts and lives, and to remember it, to meditate on it, to obey the principles therein and to apply them to our lives, to share them with others, and to proclaim your holy gospel from your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. Please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.